Welcome to the Open Mic Podcast with Chris Evans and Phil Nichols, along with Ronnie Phillips. The Open Mic Podcast is part of the Second Banana Media Podcast Network. Coming to you live from Guthrie, Oklahoma, inside the Second Banana Media Studios, here's Chris Evans.
Hello, welcome. It is Open Mic Podcast, Wednesday, September 27th, episode 68 of season 3.
Goodness.
Not just 68 this year. There's been plenty more before that. I'm sure everyone's gone by and looked at all the archives of those.
Bug and Natty.
You said 68 episodes? 68 episodes this year?
I think so, yeah.
There's 62 weeks in a year. We do this every Wednesday.
Oh, maybe it's for the entire time then.
Am I right?
But we can do extra shows.
But the difference is, Ronnie, I don't call him out about an obvious
thing. No, that's fine. But have we not done extra shows?
Well, just one sport now.
It's what?
It's not an extra moving mics.
I wonder why I got 68 then.
Well, not away from perfection.
Anyway, I forgot what I was going to get into, but welcome to the show. We are late getting on here tonight. Our previous show, the High School Huddle, went a little bit long.
It was a good one.
It was a good show. It was a good show. So we'll try to have some extra material here on Open Mic Podcast. So the comments are going to have to lead us tonight.
Yeah.
And Phil, I noticed something here, a few things. Been wearing a lot of gray lately.
What's wrong with that?
No, I just something I've been noticing. And you also have gone back to an iWatch.
I flip them. I go from my diesel watches to my iWatch. I have different iWatch bands depending on it. Notice gray.
I have one. It's the same one I wear every day.
I have one watch and I wear it all the time.
And the same band, too.
Same band. Well, I've had different bands. I've had white band.
Do you want to jump into the personal hygiene habits right now since you're attacking me? Might as well get this kicked off.
Who said we're attacking you?
Yeah.
We're just attacked.
No, I said I have one. I only have one watch.
Yeah, I only have one watch, too.
Well, I have a couple watches.
He has watches in drawers over there.
I do like watches.
Yeah. I used to have a bunch of watches when I was in the Casinco business wearing my suits.
Yeah, like watches.
T-Fred. Join us again. There's a gnat in here because it's still 90 degrees outside.
93 today.
They were weather guys like a week ago. We're done with the 90s.
Let me get Pest Authority in here to take care of this problem.
It's just one little, it's just a, can't get rid of it. When is the season finale of Open Mic Podcast? Well, I can tell you, T. Fred, when that will happen. It will be Wednesday, December 27th.
Of Open Mic?
Season finale.
So we take time off of Open Mic?
I think we did last year, didn't we?
No.
Okay.
We did this year because you were gone for 3 weeks.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Even if we don't, it's the last Wednesday of December.
Oh, this year.
Season finale. You start over on January 3rd. Season 4. I got a tumor?
Yeah. It floated up into my throat.
Steph says, I love my diesel watches.
Yeah. Diesels make good watches.
So, by the way, before we get to that, Steph, Aunt Shirley is watching. Oh. We are getting Facebook comments tonight. I did something a little different tonight, so I think I might have figured out how to get Facebook comments.
We had them last year? We had them last week, too, didn't we?
Yeah. I think I figured it out. So, Aunt Shirley.
See one Facebook comment. Oh, there it is.
It's right there, Phil.
Well, now, when I see it now, I was just saying on my device, I didn't see it.
Just move on, Chris.
Diesel watches. So is this like fancy rich people watches? What are these here, Phil?
Don't say that, Phil. He didn't like that.
I don't like that. Just a nice watch.
Is diesel like the size or is that like the brand?
It's the brand.
Okay.
That's the brand. No, they're a mid-level watch. I mean, $280, $300.
Oh, so cheaper than this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Apple Watch is much more expensive.
Yeah, rich guy. Chris.
Richie Rich.
So during the high school huddle, there was a parade of fire trucks. Cody helps us out. Fire department helped out Oak Cliff on a grass fire.
On a grass fire.
Thank goodness. Only grass.
Yes. Greg says,
Bermuda.
Man.
Oh, Bermuda.
I haven't worn a watch in 26 years.
How do you live without a watch?
It's a.
I got to tell you before I just got
Apple.
Apple Watch. Yeah. iWatch. I never watch. Except for the.
He's struggling.
Yeah. I make sure I'm not missing something here.
He's completely struggling.
Whenever this person sends me, I think we all got the same text, but when this person sends me a text, it's usually something really good.
Yeah.
So,
it was good. What was the last show?
What was the multicolor watches back in the 80s? A Swatch. You remember Swatches? Now you're distracted. You don't remember Swatches?
I was too cool for a Swatch.
Were you really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, you were a little bit older than I was in the 80s.
Yeah, I mean, I was laughing at you kids. Swatch.
Do you know what a Swatch is, Ronnie?
I have no idea what a Swatch is.
You didn't miss much. I do have a bone to pick with you, though.
Phil, are we on topic? Are you going? This is going to take us off topic? Or
probably a little bit.
Okay. Yeah. So here.
Stay still.
Hopefully. Oh, I can turn the audio off there. Okay.
So here. Stay still.
Off. There we go. Comments off. So those are Swatches. You remember me having one of those? This is like an 80s thing.
I just remember your rat tail.
Good grief.
I don't remember wearing a watch.
This is the one that I had. This was the exact Swatch that I had.
Mom buy you that?
Yeah, no, we would not have been friends.
Really?
No, I told you so. It's $200 watch.
Out of principle, I couldn't have hung out with a guy that wore that watch.
Would you have fought him?
No, I wouldn't have physically assaulted him.
You wouldn't have bullied him?
No, I was not a bully. I've got a lot of people that watch this show that I grew up with. Every one of them will tell you I was not a bully. As a matter of fact, I was the opposite of a bully. I was a.
You'd bully the bullies.
Yes, I would get. Yeah, I'd get pissed off because people were bullying people, and I'd.
Yeah, kick their ass.
Well, okay.
I'm fired up now.
I like it. Yeah, I was not a bully.
Hey, bullies.
Yeah, so you went Apple Watch.
He just made fun of you.
Remember, you had Android there for 34 seconds at one time.
You had an Android for?
Yep. I said, Phil, you can get it if you want. I don't know anything about it. So for all your technical service, you can't come to me.
So I got it, and I made a horrible mistake, and I went running back to the Apple. Yeah, it was a short-lived little journey in my life. I'd like to overlook it.
Dallas says, the last time I had a watch on was in Afghanistan in 2011.
Oh, wow.
Would you wear a watch when
you
were
in the military? Thank you for your service, Dallas. Yeah,
thank you, Dallas. Yeah, brother veteran of mine.
Yep.
You don't see too many. When most people graduate from basic, and Dallas can confirm this, when they like the last week when they can go to the PX or the base exchange or the post exchange.
Is that like McDonald's?
It's like the place you go, like the mall on base, right? Where you can go buy stuff.
Like Quail Springs
civilian stuff, right? Watch is on 99% of every young recruit's buy list is a watch and sunglasses. He will confirm that for me. Dallas will confirm that. Everybody's got to get a watch and a sunglasses. Yeah.
Cisco, the Golden
Cisco's
Pipes.
Cisco's here?
Golden Pipes. Says Casio is the yours. Casio. Man, I heard of Casio in a while. Nervous.
Is the what? Oh.
Greg says, I was a contractor. They get caught on things. That's true.
Yeah, it makes sense.
I was seeing who that was, and so probably there. Cousin Nate. I introduced Cousin Nate and Steph last week.
They just now met? Wow.
Oh, no, that was 2 weeks ago at the parade. Yep. And they knew each other. So, Steph, hey, Cousin Nate.
We played poker together.
Yeah. No, just from the show. Cousin Nate says, I got a Switch in the 80s, a few of them. Yeah, I was talking about a Swatch. Nate's talking about a Switch.
Oh, Switch. And Janet's Switch. Yeah.
Or you know the first watch I ever owned?
The one with the calculator on it.
Chris.
The one with the calculator. Beep, beep, boop, boop.
Yeah, I remember that. Oh, Urkel, where used to wear those.
Yeah.
My turn.
And then
Will Maker used to wear them. The neighbor.
Oh, and Penny on Inspector Gadget.
Yeah, Penny used to wear them, yeah. Our neighbor, Will Maker, used to wear them.
Oh, yep, he did.
Remember him?
Yeah, he did.
I guess Chris didn't want to know the first watch ever.
Kind
of all right, Phil.
Pocket watch. Got it from my grandpa Ashlock.
Oh, the little.
Had the chain and everything. Little pocket. You open it up.
The little round thing.
Oh yeah, that was big time. I was like in the one we wore, like in the fourth grade. Had a pocket watch.
The one we wore at the chamber banquet last year.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. It was awesome.
It's cool.
Still have that pocket watch actually.
No, that's cool.
Yeah,
that's cool. Dallas does confirm your
100%.
Oh yeah, no, that's those are two must haves. I mean, you'll have kids making, back when I was in, making nothing, and they would spend 80% of their month check on a watch and sunglasses. Crazy. A switch.
A piece of wood.
What was your mom's spanking device?
Mama's spanking device was this. Wait till your father gets home. And then dad's spanking device were these massive hands. He wears about a size 15 ring, and he'd put it on you.
No belt?
No belt was necessary. Pops did quite fine with his bare Johnny hands. Bench size, yeah. Size hand. Yeah, it was quite effective. Yeah, big hand. Just whack you.
It was fun seeing him get whipped.
Did it happen often?
Put up a fight. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you'd put up a fight?
With me?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I got spanked.
Oh, yeah.
But you'd put up a fight?
In fact, someone called the authorities on mom. I remember those three-letter words, DHS. They weren't there very long, but...
They realized pretty quick she was just doing what she needed to do. Yeah.
Some person being those... It was at a baseball game at Cottrell.
Oh, did you miss a ground ball or something?
No.
I don't miss ground balls. Drop nukes. Not
rough and tough.
Did you get spankings?
No.
Golden
child. He's the Lance Evans of our family.
Oh, is he?
Oh, yeah.
The chosen one?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Lance was playing a baseball game.
Here comes.
Ground ball hit to him, makes a play, and three people to my left. I was like, what are we doing? That's routine. Expect that.
That's 100%. No, he's right. He's right. You're absolutely right. Yeah, that's routine. I agree with that. Yeah. 100% agree with that. He dropped a nuke this past weekend. It was impressive.
Who dropped a nuke?
Lance.
Oh, did he really?
Oh, yeah.
So is he getting there?
He's getting better.
Physically, because
he's getting better.
He's always had the skills.
He's working out.
Yeah,
he's been working out.
Is what I'm saying.
He's got ways to go.
That's awesome, man. Was that his first one in big boy ball?
No, this was 13, 14. So I think he's used to this, but
He helped out his cousin.
Helped out his cousin. Yep, it was a nuke. It had been gone out of Squires. It would have had a chance at UCO, I think.
Oh, wow. So he really got into it.
He got into it.
Dallas says the other 20% of the check is spent.
Class six and having
insane.
Right party. He's right.
Barracks
party. He's right. Dallas, I now know I'm quite a bit older than you, but. Of course, I'm quite a bit older than most people that watch this. But
for me, too.
You're on borrowed time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, fourth quarter. But
hey, at least you know when the two-minute warning's coming up.
Ooh.
Keeps hacking. I think it's all going on right now.
I'm calling a lot of timeouts. Yeah. Now, military stuff's fun. You can always tell when guys are telling you the truth about the military service. If you're in the service, just ask a few questions. You just get a little past the surface, past what you can see at a movie.
Mm-hmm.
You can figure it out pretty quick.
So stolen valor is not a good idea.
Not a good idea. No, that's a good way to be shamed the rest of your life. Yeah.
Those are popular videos back in the day, too. Mm-hmm. Like here recently, the past 10 years, people trying to do the stolen valor thing. Oh, no, veterans would not put up with
it. As it should be.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, we didn't have football broadcast, so I was able to escape for the weekend to get up to the Kansas area.
Pretty slow.
That's your state. Yeah. You have to pay to drive on the roads.
Did you pay to get into heaven?
10%.
It's amazing. You have to pay to get on through a major road in Kansas.
Well, Kansans built that road. You were all for the sales tax on the hotel motels here a year or two ago.
People have an option of going to there or not. You have no choice but to drive on that road.
That's fact.
You can take county roads. Get off the main road. You want to drive on a perfectly great four-lane road?
It's not perfect. It's far from perfect.
Is it a four-lane road?
No.
Most? No.
No.
Not
you guys are both liars.
Oh, two on one side, two on the other, yes.
Yeah.
Correct.
But then you have construction on each side.
A couple places. Not,
yeah.
There's been construction on things since I've known Sarah.
We're talking about the wrong thing. Chris?
Yes, Phil.
You went to a revival location.
Yeah.
What do you mean by revival?
How'd you do?
The casino.
Yeah. How'd you do?
Broke even.
Didn't make one bet.
You didn't make a bet?
No.
Oh.
That's the problem.
You didn't play poker or anything?
No.
They don't have table games.
They don't have table games?
I mean, they have the basic.
They have blackjack, stuff like that.
But there was no.
Texas Hold'em.
Yeah, there was no.
Oh, I'm out. Never going there. I've always wanted to go there. Now I don't want to.
Saw Travis Tritt in concert.
I heard he was a little arrogant.
Yeah, I mean. He's very opinionated.
I like Travis Stewart.
The word that I was told was arrogant.
I like Travis Stewart.
You just talking to my wife?
I did.
Okay, yeah.
No, I like Travis Stewart.
See, that's the only one that talks.
What's about the did he sing that one song?
I bet he did.
The real slow song, the heartbreaking anymore? Song
anymore,
where they die in the boat in the video where she, like his wife dies or something in the boat, right? Is that what it is?
When he's
yeah.
a veteran,
yeah. Yeah, so good,
yeah.
That's a sad song.
Oh wait, no, that's the there was not. Anymore. Then there was one after that he made. He didn't sing the one he sung anymore, but not the one after
he
that.
He always looked like he was doing what Chris doesn't do very often when he sang.
He does have
the facial
yeah. stuff. Yeah,
it's a little much. A little over the top.
But before we left town, we were able to play a little golf.
We did. Played some
yeah,
golf.
Yeah. Yeah.
Had a good time with that one.
Chris had a great time.
What do you mean I had a great time? I
had a DD getting to Kansas.
That's cap. That's cap.
Oh, boy.
Ronnie, you any thoughts on that?
Greg says, before we get that, well, if you have a Pike Pass from Oklahoma, you can drive in Texas, Kansas with, correct.
That's correct.
Florida, correct. Too.
Oh, Florida.
Yeah. You use your spot in Florida. You can use it.
We used our Pike Pass. I haven't got the bill yet. I imagine what that is. Cause, you
know. A few bucks.
Well, we went into Wichita to go eat and came back. And
8 bucks.
Side roads.
Where'd you eat in Wichita?
Steakhouse.
Which one?
Can't say.
Why not?
They give us a few dollars here on the Open Mic Podcast. Be glad to tell them.
So it's a national brand?
Yes.
Okay. I wish I would have told you where to go.
Well, I can't afford
it. He wouldn't remember it anyway.
Oh, you this is where you and Chapel met up
and
accidentally.
You
would have
loved this place. So good.
The first lady of Second Banana Media, the first lady of Cedar Valley, and the chamber president says thanks for playing in the tournament.
Yeah, it was a great tournament. It was. It was a great tournament, great turnout.
And your team scored what?
Dead last.
Dead last.
You were dead last?
Dead last.
In a scramble?
Yeah. Dead last.
No, we were all terrible.
Yeah. Well, on the TV, we weren't dead last. There's a team behind us, but that's because they didn't show up.
Oh, well, we weren't dead last.
No, we were dead last.
No, we're terrible.
Out of the teams that played, dead last.
Out of four golfers, somebody said, who was your A player? I said, we had four D players.
Yeah. Phil's by far the worst player on the team.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. No,
that's a lie.
100% the worst player.
That's completely a lie.
Worst player on the team.
Phil, usually...
That's a lie.
Phil,
you know that's a lie.
Sometimes you're the
Phil.
A, sometimes
Phil,
the B.
Phil was terrible all day long.
I was probably the worst. C player.
That's a complete lie.
That's not a lie.
That's a complete
lie. I got evidence. Chris, show him.
Oh, you're talking about where I missed the ball?
Well, we got a few photos here that we can go through. I'm glad you brought that up, Ronnie. Let's see here.
Now I know why you said
let's
that.
Let's go in order here. I'm in.
Take that lower third off.
That was one of the funniest things that I've ever been a part of.
Chris, queued up for me.
Well, there's
look at that setup.
I mean,
look at that setup.
No, looks great.
Hold on. First thing, aren't you supposed to put the ball on drives on your front foot?
Front foot. Okay. Yep. And so, he's wearing slacks and it's hot outside.
Yeah, I'm a PGA guy.
Yeah.
You have to wear pants.
Phil watch this PGA.
Phil was the only one wearing slacks.
Yeah, only one.
The only one cool enough to pull it off.
100 players, and Phil's the only one. The ball's got to be on your front foot.
It was on my front foot.
The tee's tilted back. The ball's leaning back. The worst player on our team. Phil, Chris, next one.
Stand by.
That's a good setup, though.
Okay.
Did you get the follow through?
We got the approach.
Let me see.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that knee.
He's
look at
that.
Oh.
When Phil hit it, he hit it far, right?
Okay, so
I did hit it far.
See, your back has got to form an L. You got to form an L.
I can't form L's anymore.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be an L.
Yeah. Okay.
We're getting there. I mean, that's so far so good.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah.
And this, I mean, we look good, but when it came time to actually hitting the ball, we weren't very good at it. We couldn't do anything.
Okay, so let's take a look at the.
Here's another one.
Here we got the approach.
Oh yeah, coming down. Hands are coming through right here.
There's no hips.
That still looks pretty good.
Well, your hips are determination right here.
My hips don't work.
Oh
yeah, they quit working like 8 years ago.
I mean,
the back foot's coming up though.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Inside, yeah, back foot is coming up right there.
Let's see here.
I can't believe Sarah did this to me.
So we got all those. I think we can probably get to this part. There's the follow through.
I was puzzled too.
Oh no!
We got a couple follow through photos here. Let's take a look at the first follow through here. Get the whole picture here. Cancel. Oh, geez. Sorry. Let me get this here. That's the follow through. Here we go. Okay. So there's a follow through. let's go through the follow through.
The tee's gone.
Tee's gone.
Tee's gone. Ball's laying on the ground.
That's awesome.
My touch screen is. Oh, there it goes. We got another few. We got a couple of photos of this one here. So.
He's still got a look at that backstroke. Ball's still on the ground. That's not even the full swing yet. This swing's still going.
Let me find the
finish. Did she get a picture where I was looking down the
wall? No, she stopped the laugh.
Oh, I told her. So funny. So
we got one here. And then there's the finishing of the swing. The ball's still there. The tee's gone. The tee's completely gone. The tee is halfway down the fairway right now.
I knocked the hell out of that tee.
Ball's still there. And then the very final pick is the best because he's actually looking for the ball. He's looking for the ball. This happened twice. Fun. Look.
Where is it? Where's the damn ball? Where's the ball?
He's like, where's it at? He's still looking. He's still looking.
That's so funny. That's awesome.
Grant Oler summarizes it all by saying, wow.
It was crazy. So this number 10 hole, I believe it was.
So did you notice it right off that
evening? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So funny.
I'm like, what are you looking for? It's right there.
Down, I started belly laughing. It was hilarious. The funny thing is, I'm telling you, that ball dropped straight down.
Oh, yeah.
It was right where the tee was.
It went right under it.
Yeah, well, there's definitely a divot.
It went right underneath it. And I wish Sarah would have kept taking pictures.
Oh, Grant's comment's perfect, too.
That's funny.
I wish Sarah kept taking pictures because Phil literally stood there for a few more seconds looking, and then looks down and starts laughing.
So funny. Oh. We had a good group, though, because all of us knew first of all.
I was injured.
I said, if you don't play golf but once a year, usually in a scramble,
can't get mad.
Yeah. You can't get mad at being bad at it, right?
All of us had some good shots.
We did.
Well, all of us at least had one real good shot.
Yeah.
So, and who was your team?
It was Colonel Dave Evans, my business partner.
Yep.
Ronnie, my buddy, and Steph Hartzell, my boyfriend. I mean, my buddy. Now we had a good group. We had a fun group. You had a fun group, too.
Had a fun group.
Yeah.
Yeah, we shot.
You guys were 6 under?
It doesn't matter what you shot.
We were 8 under.
8 under.
Yeah. And we weren't very good in the first 9.
What did the Chapels win with? 20-what under?
No.
It was probably 14 or something like that.
No, it was better than that.
Was it?
I think we were 9 under. They were 18 under.
Yeah.
You know.
Where'd you guys finish? Out of the money?
Yeah, out of the money.
Okay.
Did you notice when we got to our last hole, that was the close to the pin, and we sat there and go, man, we never saw longest drive competition.
We never did.
And guess what? You know why we didn't see it? Because it was on the 18th green. Anybody knows this golf course? On the 18th green, it was right there by the pond. Jacob Chapel hit it right there by the pond on 18.
Oh, wow.
That's why we never saw it.
Yeah, nobody'd see that. Holy smokes, really?
Yes, it was right there by
closest to the pin was hole 5. Guess what starting hole we were on?
Hole 5. Yeah, that sucks.
Your first shot has to be.
That sucks.
Your
first shot of the day, that's tough.
We played behind 2 PGA players.
Chapels?
No, gosh, no.
Lined up every shot from 18 different angles. Yeah. Wipe the ball, walk it off, walk back over, look over here.
Side, go to the opposite side.
Then everybody else would get a look at it.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, it was. Yeah,
I got to play. We had a guy, I forget his name already. We had he was a pretty good player. His home course is Gallardia.
Wasn't he the one that paid for your group?
He sponsored us.
You should remember the name, Chris.
Yeah.
I don't.
He was drinking.
I was not.
Heavily.
No.
He was intoxicated.
He showed up drinking.
He did. He
that's
did
cap. Show up drinking.
I was drinking and driving.
You weren't driving the car, were you?
Were you driving the car?
No. Oh, thank God.
Oh. Could have got trouble. Yeah. We were with, I forget his name, also city manager and fire chief were our team, and it was a good time.
Yeah, no, you guys had a good group.
Yeah.
Good group.
It was good. I have 64 golfers, I think. I think that's what somebody told me.
Oh, was it that?
I think that's what somebody told me. It's good, though. Good turnout. Brittany and the staff did a good job at the chamber. Everybody helped out.
Good shot, Phil.
All right, wrap the show up. Got to go to the driving range. Well, Chris, we don't want to interfere with your...
I'm looking for his name.
I got an ace. Well, I'm playing this Saturday in the Kel Powell Memorial.
Thanks for the invite.
I got me an ace in the hole.
Thanks for the invite.
Guess who it is?
Who?
Terry Bennett Jr. We're going to win.
You're not going to win that tournament.
Terry Bennett's going to win it.
I promise you there'll be at least three teams in there that have three aces.
Oh, we also got Eric Little.
You're not going to win.
Terry better be really good. Terry better be really good.
Terry is good.
Yeah.
And I hear Eric can play.
Eric can play. Yeah. My best shots came with his with a sand wedge that he left in my bag for some reason.
Yeah.
All my sand wedges were great though after I started using his.
So it wasn't your injury?
Yeah, it was definitely my injury. I still can't move this finger. I couldn't interlace my fingers.
It's a finger. Ronnie Lott cut off a finger once.
I asked Stefan, and he said yes. I need to ice it and fix it, and hopefully be better by Saturday.
Yeah, well, boo boo.
Yeah, Stefan said it's boo boo. Yeah.
Okay.
Hopefully, it's better by Saturday.
No,
well, that's going to bug you the rest of the night.
Who cares?
No, it's going to bug you the rest.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Okay.
Is he from Guthrie?
No, doesn't matter.
Don't matter then.
Not from Guthrie. No one's going to know who he is.
Oh, okay.
Had a good time, though.
Is that all you have?
All I got.
Okay, me too. Ronnie?
I got one.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh,
I got a... No. Oh, no. Nope. No, I have one of those.
Joking, yeah.
I have an iOS... Grant, are you listening? I have an iOS update from last week.
17.0.2?
Oh, I got that, too.
No, yeah, it's an update. Again, it was kind of weird that they did the iOS 17, then, like, within hours, they had to do an upgrade because of the thing or whatever. But a lot of people aren't talking about this. Really, really cool. On your phone.
Touch the tip?
We've already touched tips. Yep, touch tips. Put it on a shirt.
What do I do?
There you go. Oh,
it still works after you can touch the tips multiple times.
Yeah, multiple times. Yeah.
Sometimes three or four times in a day. I mean, if you eat right, plan out.
Oh, hold on. My turned off.
You got to turn your phone on.
I got to turn it back on.
Yeah, you got to turn it back on.
I just can't just.
No, because I have a work phone and this phone, and you have to leave. I have to leave them on, or they'll touch tips.
We're tip touching.
Come on, we got to work together, Phil.
Come on, just hold, a little bit longer. Touch tips.
Everybody else says that.
Chris
is this almost over?
Chris's don't work.
Yep, Chris is broke.
Chris's don't work.
Mine work fine, Ronnie.
Touch tips.
Chris is broke.
It's Chris's. You got it turned on?
No,
was it going?
Oh, there it is.
I took it.
Oh, yeah, there it is. It's going to do the cool graphic that time.
There it is.
Well, we work.
Oh, yeah.
We're look at that. Same page.
Wow. Well, maybe because mine's a 13, you guys are the 12?
12, yeah.
Yeah. That's probably the reason why it's it. Go ahead.
Anyway, there is another. There's an update on your phone that you can do.
Oh, yeah.
Back to you can create an AI voice of yourself on your phone.
Doing what?
You go into your settings.
What's wrong with my voice right now?
No.
Hold on. Okay.
So this you would use this if, say, you got your throat hurt, you couldn't speak no more, you got sick or something like that. You can type in phrases, and it will use your voice that you created through AI.
Shut the front door.
Jeez, that scared me. Chris is
we can do that. But you can create your own voice. And then, so you go into your settings. Go to settings.
Yeah,
I'll show everybody where it's at. Go to settings.
Yes.
Okay. Go to accessibility.
Whoa. Okay.
Accessibility.
Voiceover.
Okay. Accessibility. Phil, let him go.
Sorry. Accessibility.
There.
Okay. Now, if you scroll down to speech.
Oh, boy. Speech. Live speech.
Says personal voice.
Wait. Oh personal voice. It. Okay.
Personal voice. Okay. Oh. You go to personal voice.
Okay.
And then you go create your own voice. All right.
Okay.
And it'll give you Face a list. ID. It'll give you 150 phrases to say, okay?
Out loud. Which may take 15 minutes.
It takes 15 minutes.
Can you make your own?
Your own what?
Like a custom one?
Custom what?
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Your own
phrase.
Your own? No, they make the phrases for you. You say the phrases.
So you can't.
You cannot create your own phrases. No.
Well, that's. I'm out on this.
So it's 150 phrases you have to say. It takes about 15 minutes. Okay. And then you have to be in a dead silent room. If there's any kind of. Noise
Fills around, it's not going to work.
It'll tell you. Yeah. It'll tell you no. So I did this at night when all my kids are in bed at 12 o'clock, and I sit up and was talking to myself for 15 minutes.
Yeah, right? That's normal.
So then once you do that, it'll tell you to lock your iPhone.
To lock?
To put your charger on and lock your iPhone. And then, when you go to bed, it'll create your own personal voice.
There's too many rules in this.
I'm going to do this tonight.
Yeah. So you create your own personal voice. So when you wake up, your personal voice will be created, and that's when
I wake up.
When you wake up, it'll be created. So that's when you go back into settings. Then you go to that live speech, and you make sure your live speech is on.
Can't you turn it on before you do all this?
Yeah, you can.
Okay, yeah. My live speech, share across devices. Oh, I don't got that option because I've done it yet.
No, you should. It's just, on speech, does it say live speech?
Side button to show live speech.
Yep, right there. So his is on.
Well,
so go back. Then where you went, see the live speech right there? Oh, turn it on.
Go ahead and turn it on.
Okay, so you want to make sure that's turned on, all right?
Okay.
And then you can go into favorite phrases. So on that same spot where you just at, Chris.
Oh yeah.
It says favorite phrases. You can put your own favorite phrases in there. And then whenever you click those,
out of the 150.
No. You this is where you create your own because your voice
is
made.
You're back in, Phil. You're back in.
In.
I just did one.
Now you create
Salt
your own.
Salt is a pound of flour.
You create your own voice, right?
Dog walked.
And then you put your favorite phrases in there or whatever, okay?
Right.
And now you can create your own personal voice, which is how you. This is how you do it. Once you got your voice in your phone.
Oh, example.
You triple push the side button here. One, two, three, and it comes up live speech or magnifier. Click live speech.
Right.
One, Ronnie.
So you ready for this?
Yeah.
Here's my phrases I have already. Tell me if it sounds like it. It's kind of robotic, but it sounds just like me. Okay. You ready? Oh, I got to turn my volume up.
Sounds just like you.
Got to turn my volume up. Hold on. Stand by.
We have a disgusting topic coming up here in a second that Phil wants to talk about.
Well, no. Ronnie brought it up first.
All right. Ready?
Welcome to the Open Mic Podcast.
Sounds like him.
All right. You ready for another one?
Yep.
Chris is 100% not approachable.
Sounds just like me, don't it?
Jackass's voice very well.
You ready?
Phil is in favor of a new pool in Guthrie because he loves high taxes.
No, he likes high fees.
Fees,
not taxes.
My wife, Sarah, is the most beautiful woman in the world.
She's a very beautiful lady.
Grant Oliver really wants to be a Guthrie Blue Jay.
And you go here, and there's a keyboard spot, and you can pit whatever phrase you want in there. What? Tell me his phrase, say, Phil.
Soft as a pound of flour.
Oh, it's going to be his voice. So do you? I got a question after this.
Here. Oh, okay.
Wait, wrong flour.
Oh boy.
Soft as a pound of flour.
Okay, so where would you insert that at?
What do you mean?
How would you use it?
Yeah, how would you use it?
So if your voice isn't working, if you get sick or something, you get in a wreck where you can't speak.
But you can hit a button.
If your voice isn't working,
you type it in.
You get a cold where you've been yelling at a concert all night and you can't speak.
You set a wreck where you can't speak.
Yeah,
okay, Phil, just work with me here. If your voice is not working, okay, if you cannot speak for whatever reason it is,
that'd be a tragic day for so many people.
Wow. You can use this.
Wow.
You can use this live speech. So, for instance, if my wife wanted me to go to Starbucks and I had to remember what she was, I would just put it in there and then it would say triple latte, blah, 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 whatever. You know what I mean? But you can put any phrase in here.
Oh, and then you put it up to the speaker. What would you like?
Exactly. Put it right there. Push enter. Go.
What I'm trying to think of other places you would like use that.
Casinos.
Go Blue Jays.
I mean, it's kind of freaky how that kind of sounds like me, right?
No, I like it. I'm just trying to think of when it would be without losing your voice.
I think it sounds really like me. I think it's a little robotic.
Yeah, a little.
Little robotic, but.
That's what's throwing me off.
And that's when, and again, people use. And I don't know why this guy did the video I watched. The guy made
Sarah's yelling at me.
The guy made multiple voices of himself. So he made a non-formal one, so like something he used for his boys, and then he made a work professional one for whatever reason, like more professional. So when you're speaking into your phrases, and so it'd be like, "Welcome to," it has certain things on there. So it'd be like, "Welcome to the state fair" or something like that. It has phrases like that. So however you say it, it takes that and. That, how are you? I don't know what I'm saying, but it's pretty cool.
I'm trying to figure out how.
I don't know if I'll ever use it, but I think it's just cool just to be able to do it. And it's also encrypted. It's encrypted, so it's only on your phone. It cannot go outside your phone, so it only stays on your phone. Only you have access to it.
Today.
Well, that's true because if not, there are going to be a lot of people suing Apple, and they won't have a company no more. It'll be mine.
It'll be
Ronnie and Phil.
Oh,
store.
Back in.
Why
sweet Sarah yelling at me?
What'd she say? Thank you, Sarah. Thank you. It is.
It's kind of aggressive.
But how cool is that? It's pretty neat.
That is pretty cool.
I made a purchase the other night.
What'd you buy?
AirPods. Generation 3.
You hadn't had any before?
No, I have. Oh.
What generation do I have?
I don't know.
They're right in there.
I got the threes.
Threes?
I'm pretty sure I have the threes.
That's not the new ones that just came out a couple days ago, was it?
The pros. Those are pros.
I get the pros, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I have a pro.
Pros are way better than...
Yeah. I have a pro.
Way better?
Oh, yeah. The noise cancellation?
Noise cancellation.
Yes.
Oh, big
You got to have that.
I went back and forth, and I don't...
You ever
got them, and you use them like when you're mowing?
Yes.
You would never...
You can't mow in those with the regular ones.
Yeah, I did yesterday.
Yeah, with the volume up loud, which is not good for your ears.
It was a little higher than I thought.
Oh, boy. Stefan brought some reality to this new app.
Did he go old man on us?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Steph says, it's scary.
It's too robotic.
Someone could get that and try and scam people. Scary stuff.
Or
call parents with kids' voice that is in trouble.
Well,
scare parents.
Nobody has any access to my phone. Nobody knows my password.
Except for the government.
Except for my wife.
That's right. Thanks, Chris.
I mean, unless they put my phone up to my face to unlock it, I mean, it's... I mean, honestly, how does that... Has that happened to any of our viewers where their phone got taken and... People got into it.
Listen, I've lost my phone twice in a year, and both of them have been on homecoming day.
Yeah. I lost my phone last Saturday at a revival I was at for about 8 minutes.
Knowing you had lost it for 8 minutes?
Oh, yeah. It was a complete state of panic.
What's your battery at? Oh, you're at 86.
What?
Well, maybe 5. Chris?
Yeah, charger.
90.
Oh,
what was your screen time last week?
Oh, screen time.
Screen time.
Oh, boy, that ain't good.
That's lower than what it used to be.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah,
that's usually around 9 hours.
Yeah, he's down.
Wow, eight hours and 19 minutes for you, Phil.
Yeah.
I think mine's going to be pretty high.
Yeah. I've been watching videos on my phone.
What kind of videos?
Well, I have YouTube TV.
Oh.
Screen.
Oh, yeah, mine's up.
Time.
People can get 5 hours and 55 minutes.
See, mine's lowest. If I got 5 hours and 1 minute, so I'm lower out of all three of us.
Okay, Stefan just put up another scary old man thing.
Oh, scary old man, Steph.
I like him. This one, I see like the black socks pulled up to the knees when you're mowing outside.
Get off my lawn!
That's right.
No, people can get your voice from podcasts and get AI to duplicate it. That's true.
Well, all right, let's cancel the show.
Because there's a sports talk radio show. And they used a couple of personalities to songs. It sounds just like they're singing the song.
Wow.
It's Jim Traber and Al Ashbeck to songs, and it sounds just like they're singing it.
Do they sound good singing it?
Not bad, yeah.
Kind of like the Tiger King.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are good songs.
I thought, man, this guy could sing.
He's lip singing.
Chris broke my heart. He said, that's not him. What do you mean it's not him?
Okay, so our next topic. I don't know if we...
What if Chris is worried about this
topic? Yeah, I am worried about it.
Why are you worried about it?
He doesn't poop. Something wrong with him.
Ronnie just ripped the band-aid right off.
So, give him the subject material and see what the audience says.
How often do you guys poop?
Okay.
Is that where we're going with?
Did you say poop?
Poop.
I said subject, not the title, but...
I mean, multiple times a day is probably normal, 1 to 2 times. Right?
According to Google.
According to Google, yeah.
Chris? Yeah. I thought we were going to give it up to the viewers to see if they even want to go through this.
Oh. You guys want to talk about poo?
Chris worries about a lot of things, I think.
Grant, I pooped 2 to 4 times a day. Oliver drops bombs.
He's going to live forever.
He's Grant, I'm trying to keep us on the air.
Oh, it's open mic, Chris.
Oh.
I mean, he just looks stupid on the screen.
I mean, we're worried about your health.
I'm worried about your health.
Yeah, worried about your health here. So we need...
Oh, we got a lot of people. 2 to 3 times a day. 1 to 2 times a day is normal. Chris, how often? Go ahead, Chris.
Some days, none. I mean,
days?
How many days?
I can go multiple days.
What's the longest you just went in this past week? Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
I don't know about Thursday. I can't confirm Thursday.
Well, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I know for sure.
I would die.
How do you not go Friday when you've been drinking?
Heavily.
Heavily.
I did not drink heavily.
You don't get the beer poops?
Okay, almost said it.
No, I don't. I didn't drink heavy, for the record.
Well, it wasn't beer. He was drinking.
I mean, he about fell down.
Twice.
Dinner.
Free drinks.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, no poops?
I know for sure those days.
Oh, we have a constitution
I'm not sure.
A day in the morning.
You know, I don't want
to. Well, I mean, this is good medical. I want to hear what Stefan has to say. He's
I agree with you, Grant. I don't know how he does not poop in one day. Not just one day. 3 days. What's your record? 6 days? Seven days?
I don't keep track.
He said about a week.
You need to keep track.
You went to the doctor for this.
Yes. I had to go one time.
Well, then that tells you it's a problem.
The doctor does a video and says you need to poop.
It was an x-ray.
How many times have you ever been to the doctor because you couldn't poop?
Never.
Me neither.
Well, I didn't flush that sucker out all day.
I had side pain.
Because you couldn't poop.
Right. I think I've gone four times a day.
Well, they told me I was backed up.
Yeah. Well, your colons are huge. Yeah, you got poop in there.
GM Guthrie's got the answer for you.
What's going on right now? I knew this was such a bad
idea. Thank you.
GF Guthrie, 1-2 times a day.
Dal's the smartest man in this whole thing.
About time to go see a doctor.
About time to go see a doctor.
Poop in a day. Greg, one constitution a day in the morning.
Yep,
constitution?
Yep.
That's what that's called?
Well, it's a proper. Yeah, it's proper. Yeah. If you don't want to say poo or poop.
Oh. Drop the kids off at the pool.
Constitution?
Yeah. Drop the kids off at the pool is a good one.
Yeah.
Never heard of that before.
Never heard of the constitution?
Sounds about right.
All right, there you go.
Grant, every morning, same time in a... It's amazing.
Yep.
Sounds like a bunch of Democrats.
No doubt.
GF Guthrie, if you go multiple days without pooping, you need to get that checked out or change your diet.
That's right, Chris. You have a terrible diet.
I don't have a terrible diet.
Oh, you don't get enough fiber, Chris.
Speedy Gonzalez every day does not do anything.
One time a week.
Might be time to go see the doctor.
Yep.
Might be time to go see a doc.
Woohoo.
Are you thoroughly concerned yet?
No.
You should be. Everybody's worried about you.
It's this way all the time.
But it's not normal.
It's not normal.
I never knew this, really. That's not normal?
No, it's not.
The doctor spoke. Put Stefan's up there.
Well, it's got to come to me first, Phil. I got to.
Well.
It's a little delayed here.
Yeah.
No, that's not the only thing that's a little delayed.
None of the females are commenting on this.
Well, they're all disgusted right now.
Exactly. That's why it's like.
Well, girls don't poop or fart.
No, girls don't poop
or fart.
Or toot.
They toot.
Steph, should be at least once daily.
At least.
There are times where it's consistent.
Like every day?
Sometimes. I go.
So you went Monday, right? Have you gone since Monday?
I don't know.
It could have been Tuesday. So we're talking 5 days now.
I can't confirm my. I don't keep track of this.
You need to keep track. There's an app for that.
When you go poop.
Yes. Absolutely.
Why?
It's unhealthy if you don't poop.
Take pictures too and send it in.
I'm taking pictures.
You have to send pictures.
We saw some dandies earlier.
Oh yeah, we did. Coke cans.
Now this does a good segue into our next hygiene topic.
Hold on. Let's see here.
Oh, boy.
Uncle Bobby's on.
No ladies commenting. They don't poop, do they? That's why I didn't see that coming. We were thinking the same thing. Grant says, how do you...
Are you a front wiper or back wiper, Chris?
There's only one right way to do this.
This is the last show.
There's only one right way to do this.
Last show of the year. Season finale is now T-Fred. T-Fred turned this off. We're got completely out of this.
Standing or sitting, Grant wants to know.
Uncle Bobby, if we're on vacation, Janet waits until we go back.
Who said that?
Cousin Nate. Chris.
Hey.
Chris. Steph. Steph says you need a potty squatty.
Yeah.
Here you go, Chris.
Grant, standing or sitting?
There you go. That's from Cousin Nate.
That's Cap.
Holy cow.
All right, next topic.
Well, we're going to take all the attention off Chris.
Yeah, thank you.
We're going to go move over here to your little brother.
Oh, no. That's a great question.
What?
Water or fold? Are you water or folder, Chris?
Got to fold. No, you got to fold.
Oh, yeah. Chris, you're water. You're water.
Hold on. What's wad mean?
When you get toilet paper and you wad up and wipe.
Do you wad it or do you fold it?
Or do you fold it?
Wad or fold?
This is important.
Grant says, I need an answer on those very valuable questions. Stupidest show there is.
Are you a water or a folder?
Fold.
Okay. Thank God. Really worried about you for a second.
So people wash?
Oh, yeah, but they're the ones that have problems.
Yeah. I think women fold.
Although I hope so.
May not fold. I think women wad.
Ooh.
Because most of the time they have to use it for when they go number one, and it's just, whoop, you know, go.
Okay, all right. Now I'm with Chris. We got to stop this.
What? Why are you guys get so uncomfortable? This is natural. We're talking about our bodies here.
Speaking of that, Ronnie?
Yeah.
What's the longest you ever went without taking a shower?
Probably 4 or 5 days.
Okay, that's disgusting.
In the wintertime. Wintertime.
Chris?
I can't remember the last time I did not take
exactly.
A shower.
I think I take the most showers on this crew.
Yeah, no doubt.
I took two showers yesterday.
I don't get sick. My body fights off germs all day long.
Any of us gets, Phil doesn't get sick.
You guys have got the COVIDs. I've never got the COVIDs. I win.
Well, that's a HIPAA violation.
Yeah. What's that? I'm just assuming.
Don't worry, attorneys will explain it to you.
I'm just assuming you did.
Lord.
Didn't you guys have to miss football games
years
ago?
No.
Yeah, you did.
No, we didn't.
No, we didn't.
Because of another crew member.
We never missed a football game.
Yeah, you did.
No, we didn't.
No, we didn't.
You had a call from home.
Correct.
Right, because they wouldn't let people go to the damn game.
That's what I'm saying.
We didn't have it. We didn't have it.
Mm-hmm.
We were in the area of someone who had it, and that was the rule back then. You couldn't go.
Have you ever got COVID?
No.
Chris?
Not that I'm aware of.
Hmm.
How about you, Ronnie?
Never.
Have you been tested?
Nope.
Well, yes, I've been tested.
How the hell do you know you
because
never
my
had
whole
it?
My whole family got it, and I was the only one who didn't
then
get
I
it.
I promise you, you had it.
I did not have it.
That's
I got tested. I got tested 3 times a week when all 4 of them had it.
So
never had it.
So I shower minimum twice a day.
Yep.
In the summer days.
T-Fred came back, and what is happening? Exactly right, T-Fred.
3, sometimes 4 times a day.
Showers?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's a lot.
Can't sit in a dirty bathwater.
I mean, no, yeah, baths are gross. How many towels do you have?
Oh, bunches.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no, you don't multi-use towels, do you? Like more than once?
I stopped that habit a while ago.
You use a towel more than once?
Yeah.
Okay, that is freaking gross.
No. See, I'm with you, Phil.
That's gross.
I stopped using the same towel because I thought it was gross. But then Sarah makes us use multiple towels, the same towel. Like, Corbin use it, then I'll use it, then Connor will use it.
What? Same people? Oh, my Lord. What is going on?
My family. I love them.
Well, I love my family, too. I'm not sharing a shower.
No, we don't share showers.
Or towels.
Oh.
Now, Chris knows this. My wife's confirmed this. I've confirmed this. My wife and I have never shared a bathroom, 35 years of marriage.
What do you mean?
Use the facility at the same time.
We're going back to pooping again.
And we've never tooted in front of each other.
What? Are you guys? Do you guys even love each other?
That's why we don't do it.
When Sarah did that to me the first time, that's when I knew she loved me.
There's nothing sexy about this. Nothing sexy about tooting. Chris?
Oh, my gosh. You guys, what is wrong with you guys? That's farting in front of a spouse is just love. It's just showing that you love them.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, you don't share those things.
A woman has got to get the gas out of her belly, and if I happen to be there, I respect her to do it.
I've driven 200 miles because I couldn't get over her.
Well, I'm getting text messages.
She's probably telling you to shut up.
Expressed in this program are those of the speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of any entities they represent.
Good night, everybody.
Oh, I only make the boys use the towels in one night. Okay. The boys.
Okay.
So you were embellishing. Stay in your lane. That's my job.
That's what I try to do, Phil.
Okay. So you don't share a bathroom with your wife, do you, Chris?
No.
Okay, thank you. Never have you?
Nope.
That's right.
What do you mean share a bathroom?
Go to the bathroom when the other one's in the room.
You guys must never lived in a one-bedroom house before.
Absolutely have.
I haven't.
That's just, you don't do that.
Yeah, I agree.
You don't do that.
Yeah, I agree.
How many times do you brush your teeth a day?
3 times.
Okay.
Minimum twice.
Chris?
Once. I floss two or three times a day,
That's a problem. How much mouthwash, gargling? How much? How many times?
2 times a day for me.
At least 2?
Yep. I'm not every day, but when I have more time, I do it.
Okay.
Your front wiper or back?
Oh, no, we're off on that.
Well, Grant wants to know. Grant.
Well, we'll text Grant off the air. I'm starting to feel bad for Chris right now.
Right, T-Fred, I'm with you on that.
What'd T-Fred say?
Yeah.
Is this the...
Showering.
Call me, yeah. People who compete on the show Survivor doesn't take a shower for at least 30-plus days.
Well, it's your own damn fault. There's water out there.
She's Cousin Nate.
What do you say?
Fold.
Great, more people are watching since we've started talking.
You only have to floss the teeth you want to keep.
Oh, okay.
No, I floss quite a bit. In fact, I have flossers in my truck. I have flossers in my bathroom. Nope. I have flossers by my bed.
Is that a word?
And a flosser.
Flosser.
In my office.
Yeah, I'm a flosser too. Floss all the time. Ronnie, I think we kind of glossed over the fact that you said that you went to 4 days.
I have, yeah.
Why would you? By choice?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, normally, back in my Casinco days, when I used to work
Casino. Even more so with the cigarette smoke.
No. I'm talking about, like, if I had a vacation. So, like, if I had, like, 5 or 10 days, 9 days off normally what it was, I'd just sit and after my shower, after I get off work that night.
And smell for 4 days.
I don't smell because I just sit in the house and I don't do anything. I stay in my house.
I like grease piles up right here.
It's not a good still practice. Wash your face.
It's not a good practice.
I'm healthy. Healthy as a Jaybird.
I don't think so.
I got sick once in my life.
I don't think so.
I don't get sick all that often either, so. And if I do, it's because of allergies usually.
Yeah, I had the flu once in Ohio. It almost killed me.
Okay, again, for all the people saying, have you never been camping for... Yes, I was in the military, and guess what I did? I found a way to clean the important stuff every day.
With dirty water? Lake water?
I didn't give two rats if I was... I could clean something.
It's not clean if it's dirty.
That's cap.
It's like, would you clean yourself with bath water then? No, it's gross.
If I had to, I would.
It's not clean, though.
Well, if it's my stuff, it is.
Well, you're in the lake with fish. That
I don't care. So that, I don't care. Your stuff,
the towel should be clean, right?
There's no, well, depends on how you do in the shower. We had a house full of boys. Saw a lot of gross things.
You gotta be thorough when you take a shower.
Well, I would hope so, but Ronnie, he's out of practice.
Healthy.
I don't think so. Find the important stuff.
I think that was you who said that.
Well, I think you know what I'm talking about.
Pits.
Yeah, in other areas.
Pits and...
Yeah, other areas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Got to keep them clean, boys. Okay.
Keep them up. Keep them clean. Hey, real quick.
Cologne or no cologne?
Oh, no cologne. Oh, actually, I got cologne. I've worn it a couple times since I got
cologne,
my gift.
No cologne.
Oh, cologne.
Cologne, absolutely.
Yeah. I've worn it once since
I got not too much.
Hey, real quick. So, see, right, we have one like. Hit that so we can get that up to 10. Here we go. 3. Come on. We got to get the more, the more people who the thumbs up, I guess, that means YouTube. Oh, 5. It means YouTube's, hey, this show's really cool. So 5. Come on.
I think we gained another subscriber since then. I think we had 716 when we started. We got 717 now.
8. Come on. 10's the goal. We'll hit 20. Well, we need to at least get 10. Oh, we did it.
11.
Thank you.
Grant, don't take it back now.
Yeah.
Ending giver. Yeah. Cool. Got us that one time.
12
followers. Got us. Got me. Got
12 you. Followers to eat a chip, and they take them all back.
All that for 300 clicks. Oh, goodness. We talked a little about this on the huddle. I'm going to switch the topic a little bit. Youth sports.
Oh, yeah.
Are we over the top in our society with youth sports?
It's all about the money. Yep.
Are we over the top, Chris?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a business for some.
Oh, for a lot of people.
Little League football plays too many games.
I think so, too. Little League baseball plays too
many
games.
I think there's a burnout. Well, you can control.
Parents can control it, yeah.
Well, they can, Little League baseball, but a lot of them don't.
Little League baseball, you can play a summer season and be done.
You can.
Mm-hmm.
And you probably should, but very few do.
Now, like my Lance, he loves baseball, so he plays spring, summer, and fall.
But you also wouldn't let him go pitch an enormous amount of innings. You wouldn't.
Oh, well, no. I mean,
but there are people out there that don't pay attention to that.
Yeah.
It's frustrating because it's a money grab for some folks. Not everybody. Not everybody.
Yeah. I know the one thing I don't like about Little League football. Again, I'm as competitive as they all come. But the problem with Little League football that I've noticed since my little one's been playing is that the problem is that coaches want to play the kids that are good, and they want to play them on both sides all the time. And these kids get nonstop. And you got kids who are on the sideline and who aren't necessarily playing. Again, I'm all for competition. But what happens is you have a kid who's just started playing football the first year, may not be any good. You deprive that kid of not playing. He's like, well, hell, I don't want to play. If I don't want to do it if I'm not going to play, then guess what happens? This kid has the potential to maybe be great one day, but you took him away. You made him not want to play the sport no more like it because you won't give him an opportunity to play in a meaningless little league game on a Saturday afternoon.
He might not be good in first grade, but he might
Yeah.
And I saw that on Facebook.
A lot of scouts, those little
guys. Yeah, who cares? Let him, let everybody play.
Some kids don't play some games.
No.
No.
Or they run out with 20 seconds
they
left.
They don't, yeah. No, they don't.
Yeah.
So they keep the starters in the entire time.
Oh, yeah. And again, I know...
That was Grant. Grant made me
keep the starters in for the whole time.
That's what Grant says. Don't forget starters.
I mean, my boy gets to play on offense.
Well, yeah.
I mean, but I want him to play some defense, but he hasn't been even given an opportunity to play on defense. He's a wrestler. He tackles. If he gets a hold of you, he's going to bring you down, okay? But he hasn't got that chance to play. And that's maybe because the kids that are on defense don't play offense. So at least they're splitting up a little bit.
I think that's crazy. I mean, I'm all for creating more teams and communities where you have a ton of kids because the whole idea is to get them to fall in love with the game.
Right.
Learn fundamentals, fall in love with the game, have fun, so they want to continue to develop their love for the game, their ability in the game, their
teaching
passion
the game.
For the game, their understanding of the game. Yeah. And I think it's just too much. People just get – I saw a guy post today. This was not in Guthrie, but a guy posted today, had a picture and said something stupid like, 42-0, never lost, goes through all this stuff. And I'm going, oh, boy, here we go. Here we go. I mean, it just – it's just so overdone.
The practice the other day, they had a double reverse pass with first and second graders.
So overdone.
We can't even get these kids to line up properly on the offensive line, and we're doing a double pass reverse.
So overdone.
Dallas says, speaking of youth sports, my son broke his collarbone, and his eighth grade football season is over.
That's two games.
Tough, yeah. I hate that, Dallas. I'm sorry.
And the collarbones are easy to break because it only takes 8 pounds of pressure. I mean, that's one of the most common breaks in football.
Bowing up a little bit over there. Now, have you ever broken a collarbone?
I haven't.
I have not.
I have. Wasn't good.
Yeah.
It hurts.
8 weeks, I believe, right?
You drink more milk.
No.
You're constipated, but you have stronger
Mike
bones.
Mike Wilson fell on me. I was about 10. He was 17. He weighed about 280, and it didn't end well. It was bad. Playing a little outside, little backyard football.
Yeah.
Bad stuff.
But yeah. I think youth sports are definitely a bit over the top.
Just over the top.
Yeah.
Yes, we do have a lot of stupid people in our world, Grant. I agree. I just think it should never be about what we talked about earlier on the high school huddle. It's not about the adults. It should be about the kids on the field.
How many games are we playing a season?
In Little League?
First graders.
Let me pull it up real fast. But I know, again,
a bunch.
I've seen this firsthand here in our town.
Not in Duncan.
I mean, I saw a parent just rip his own son. I mean, any cuss
word.
He's third grader. Any cuss word you can think of, he said it to this kid in front of everybody.
That's ridiculous.
And it's just like, what is going on here?
It's ridiculous.
You know, what is going on here? This is a third grader, and you're calling him everything under the sun.
Your son.
Your own son. Oh, it was bad. I couldn't believe it.
How much does it cost to play Little League football?
It's like $150.
Does that count uniform?
Yeah, uniform, helmets. Well, you don't have to keep the helmets, but okay. you got to provide your own shoulder pads. You got to provide your own mouthpiece. You got to provide your own pants. No, pants come with the uniform. Practice pants.
Mouthpiece and it was. I know everybody was hitting. I mean, that kind of goes without saying. But here we go.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11.
In the first freaking grade.
Second grade. There are a bunch of high school football teams that will only play 10.
Yeah.
That doesn't count the playoffs.
Okay.
No.
Well, let me retract. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 games. And if you make it to the Super Bowl in Little League, it's you add 3 more to that.
Okay.
Okay.
So eight regular season games.
Just insane.
Well, in junior high football, was there 7 regular season games?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy. Way overdone. We all love sports. It's way overdone. Way overdone.
We were talking about pooping, and then we stopped talking about pooping, and now
all the viewers are going.
People are dropping off.
Well, that's what I told you. Got to know your audience, Chris.
Yeah, apparently we got a different crowd.
Demographics than you lot, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
What else can we talk about that makes Chris nervous? Yeah,
we're going to about 9 o'clock. We got 8 more good minutes here.
We do?
Yeah.
Good minutes?
Well, 8 minutes.
8 minutes,
good
okay.
Point. Yeah, all right. 8 minutes.
Well, there's not been a lot going on.
Yeah,
the debates are going on right now.
Donald Trump not there tonight.
Well, yeah, he's going to win the
primary.
Did you see that New York judge? He said that Mar-a-Lago is only worth $18 million.
Oh, he's on drugs.
That thing is worth like $500 million.
Just stupid. And, I mean, listen, whether you love or hate the guy, if you don't know what's going on right now, you got your head buried in the sand.
Yeah, they said his assets at Mar-a-Lago are worth $18 to $24 million. And meanwhile, a property right next to his is on Zillow for sale, $220 million.
Yeah, it's
just the land. It's just the land.
It's just so obscenely stupid. It's just stupid. I mean, it's just stupid. You know, when people start arguing with me that there's nothing wrong with President Biden, which I think is a sad thing to watch. I don't cheer for it. I think it's horrible. But when people tell us that he literally every time he talks gets his words completely messed up. He shuffles when he walks. I mean, quit it.
He goes up the small staircase down Air Force One, doesn't go up the big door no more.
And just quit it. I mean, it's just it's embarrassing.
So will he debate Trump when it's down to the final two?
Well, all Trump needs to do is not say a word.
Well, yeah, I can't. Really?
I know it can't happen. If it would have happened the last time, he'd probably still be president.
I don't know about that. 81 million votes he got, guys.
Oh, we know, Ronnie. We know.
Most ever
for a guy who had 30 people at his rallies.
Yeah.
30's pushing it.
Well, it's just crazy what we're being asked to believe right now.
Man, I had KFC for the first time in multiple years.
Did it make you poop?
Good.
Oh, sorry.
It did.
Yeah. Oh, good. Well, wasn't that good, though? KFC every day.
It was really good.
KFC's
good. I love KFC.
Not as good as Popeye's. No, the chicken's better than Popeye's, but the sides are better at Popeye's.
I got the original. Oh, so good.
No, the original chicken at KFC's, you can't beat it.
Man. We used to get it all the time. Chris still there by skin.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, the skin's the best.
Oh, yeah. Rip it off and eat it.
So good.
Eat it first, yeah.
So you were mean, big brother.
No.
Bully.
Not a bully. I was...
Rat tail.
Bully. Yeah. Took the skin, ate it. That was the first bite, and the last bite was the other skin. So I took the skin off, put it to the side, ate the chicken, ate the skin last.
Yes. Yeah, dessert.
Yes.
You know, when you eat a chicken thigh...
Thighs or breasts?
Thighs. Best part of chicken is a thigh.
No doubt.
Take the skin off the thigh, okay?
Okay.
Then peel your.
I do that every time.
Peel your juicy part of the meat and put it in your skin and wrap it up. It's a game changer. It's good. It's good. Take a couple bites of that juicy thigh. Wrap it in your skin. It's good.
Or you can be two really great bites, but you're putting it all in the one bite.
Yeah.
Oh, Brittany said that Sapalooza's KFC still has a buffet.
Oh.
Wow.
You guys want to go to Sapalooza?
Let's go do a game. Let's skip the Southeast game and do the Sapalpa whoever. Yeah,
they wouldn't miss us.
Yeah, no. More room.
Yeah, got more room. Sapalooza game?
No, we got... Oh, no. Grant, he likes breast.
Oh, yeah. I figured he was a breast man.
Yeah, he's a big breast guy.
Yeah.
Brittany, there's the KFC confirmed. By the way, Brittany's watching from a softball game.
Oh, okay. Oh, did I see up there where Guthrie grew up?
Seabolt's on.
Uh-oh. Hi, Josh.
Oh, he ain't watched this whole thing, has he?
I think he was.
You better hope not.
I missed church last Sunday because of the baseball game, and about feel like 3 minutes after church was out, I got a text from Seabolt.
Why'd you miss church?
We had to keep attendance. My son and his son were playing a baseball game. So,
I don't know. The age difference there. How are they playing the same baseball game?
Well, the kids were playing up.
Oh,
okay. Connor's team was playing up, and so they brought Lance along to.
Well, you got multiple people wanting to go to Sapulpa now.
Oh, yeah. Buffet? Heck yeah.
Oh, crap.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah.
Charlie's Chicken, Eastern Oklahoma, best ever. I'm reading this as it comes in. Time for you to come to church, Ronnie. Watch the whole thing.
Josh, pray for me. I'll be there Sunday.
Oh, he has been.
Oh, I know. He told me Sunday.
A lot of people have been. Pray for showers, Ronnie. Pray for more showers.
Sebo, did you hit the thumbs up button?
Oh, just called out the pastor.
Think we can get to 15?
Two people.
He's watched the whole thing, so I'm sure he did.
Let me see here.
We'll find out.
Well, let's take them away. Let's take,
them off. You still? I said 15.
Oh. 14.
14. One more. We only got 3 minutes left of the show.
I'm begging now.
Come on. One more person.
Do it.
Oh,
put it back on, Ronnie.
Oh,
back
you on. Did that. Okay, good.
Back on. Oh, somebody else took one away.
Come on. 14. You jerk, stop.
Oh, back to 13.
Back to 13.
All right. Funny okay. people.
Funny guys.
Yep. Right.
Funny guys.
Yep.
Well, Chris, Friday night at The Rock, big ball game.
Yep.
If okay, I'm good. He said last 5 minutes. Okay.
Oh, okay.
If you pick and choose the football games to go to, this would be the one that you would want to go to. This should be a fun game.
Yeah, it'd be a good game.
Grant's got Piedmont winning by 52.
Yep, that's what he said.
45, Piedmont victorious.
Oh, they're running that flex going everywhere.
I think they're going to throw the ball. I think they're going to try to throw the ball. I really do.
The one game I watched them, they were throwing the ball. I'll probably watch more tomorrow. But
yeah. Yeah.
El Reno.
Who's their best player?
The quarterback. Wood.
And they beat El Reno by what? Two points?
One touchdown, I think.
Yeah.
17-14. 7-14, I believe it was.
6-0 for a while, then 14-6 when I last saw.
Yeah, I think it's 14-6.
Oh, Grant updated. Changed his opinion a little bit.
Guthrie by 28 plus. Phil always has cool watches and watch bands on. He's carrying the style on this show.
Thank you, Josh.
Well, he tries extremely hard, too.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Yeah, you're... Yeah.
No, explain yourself.
1 second.
You're attacking
me. It's at 15. You can delete all you want now. Okay.
No, explain yourself.
No, don't do that. I was just trying to be tough.
What does that mean? Viewers went back up. What does that mean?
You take a lot of time and effort into your...
What's wrong with that? I want my wife to be proud of me.
I didn't say anything was wrong with that.
I want my friends to not be embarrassed by my appearance.
Then you wouldn't wear sweaty pants to the football.
Have I done that this year?
Well, we haven't done it yet.
It's been too hot, yeah. It's happening, though. It'll happen.
Yeah.
What's wrong with a nice pair of sweaty pants?
Oh, no. I love sweaty pants.
Chris wears sweaty pants.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Are sweaty pants
not
inappropriate?
Not on the job site, though.
Well, nobody sees me.
You're amongst professionals.
There's a really famous broadcaster one day who said he didn't dress up for work to do radio because nobody saw him, but he said that affected his work. So he started dressing up nice because if he felt good, looked good, he would perform well.
There you go, Dion.
Phil? Keeping receipts?
Phil?
I don't know, but I think you need to go back to Grant and Josh. They have some more comments.
Grant says, nah, Phil's swag comes with ease.
Go ahead,
his drip is natural.
Okay.
You the man, Phil.
Thank you, Josh.
Well, minus Grant. The hair that takes
a while. Did you Venmo him already?
Not yet, but I'm
okay.
Lined up. Teed up. Ready to go. No, I do want to always... Oh, Hadley said she wanted to shout out from you. Oh, Miss Hadley.
Well, no. Oh, okay, Miss Hadley.
We got you on that one, don't we?
Yeah.
We can do that.
What?
Give Hadley a shout out. Bryson, we gave Bryson a shout out earlier.
I mean,
let's do it.
These shout outs don't come free anymore, guys.
Oh boy.
Oh yeah.
He set up an account.
So we want to say hi to Bryson. We want to say hi to Hadley.
Hadley,
I'm sure both are watching tonight. So
together,
there's Hadley's shout out. Hadley had to go to her sister's softball game.
Well, that's okay. Being a good sister.
Hadley went to Sepulpa. Saw mom's stomping grounds.
We saw a lot of young.
Hi, Hadley.
We saw a lot of
high Hobbs? School. No Hobbs.
A lot of high school age Brittany pitchers last week.
Yeah, so. She still got the moves.
Oh yeah, no, she can still get down. Man.
Go Chieftains, oh, yeah. Go Chieftains, still go.
Down.
Ever been to Sepulpa, Grant? You ever been to Sepulpa, Ronnie?
Drove through it. Yeah,
drove through it. Well, the turnpike don't count. Oh, actually, through
that.
There.
We watched the hell I remember, playoff game there once.
Yeah, we did. 2011.
Yep.
Brittany Brewer. She was a Sepulpa girl that played basketball at Tennessee. I think that was her name. Alyssa Brewer? Maybe Alyssa Brewer. Grant says, see y'all fellas next week. Be watching that Duncan score.
We will.
Duncan. I got Duncan. Let's go, Duncan.
Oh, so now you pick.
Informal show. Informal show.
A complete. That's just weak.
All right, Midwest City by 30.
Okay. Well, he's gone now. Yeah, you can say it.
Brittany says, I already paid Ronnie.
Oh.
Paid what?
Paid Phil.
Didn't pay me. All right. Real quick before we get off here.
Oh, yeah.
Ronnie said something about it was a really sad song. What's the saddest song you think you've ever heard?
He said I love you till I die.
The cute greatest country western song ever written.
It's the saddest country song ever written.
And the greatest. It's way up there.
I think Fancy is probably the saddest song of all time.
Hit the button, Chris.
I mean, isn't that more sad than having to give your daughter up and... Just because they didn't have no money.
Oh. Oh.
Breaking news?
Breaking news. Breaking news.
Oh, what?
We have breaking news from the newsroom. T. Fred reports Oklahoma City Dodgers are 6 outs away from winning the PCL championship for the first time since 1996.
Wow.
You think they'll have the banner up by the time we get there on October 7th?
Nope.
Oh, wait. What? Cousin Nate.
Big dog, Nate.
Oh, yeah.
OBS won her 2 games.
That's good.
Congratulations, OBS.
There's softball hosting regionals coming out and support your
cousin Guthrie Nate DJs. With the super chat. Softball regionals are coming up, and Guthrie's hosting, so everyone should come out. Absolutely.
So district champs.
They are the district champions.
Big Duncan.
Elgin finished second. So Guthrie softball will have a 3-team regional next week. And they were heavy favorites. I mean, it's going to be Guthrie, Noble, then either Ardmore or MacArthur. I'm not sure who won last night.
Yeah, they're going to state.
So Guthrie softball will more than likely be going to state. It would be a huge upset if Guthrie softball does not get there. Yeah. And here's the thing with Guthrie softball. Guthrie softball is really, 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 really good.
Yeah, they are.
So Piedmont is extraordinary, up above, perfect, absolutely outstanding, though.
So there's a step above our kids.
Piedmont has lost 3 games, 2 of them out of state teams. And they not only are cousin Nate, not only is Piedmont 5A this year, Piedmont's 5A next year in softball.
Wow.
So
how is that with the numbers they have?
Districts came out this year.
That's crazy.
If once they get to the state tournament, they'll reseed the teams 1 through 8, whoever qualifies. Piedmont's gonna be 1. Guthrie will probably be either 2 or 3. Hmm. Which is a good side because of
who would the other one be? Because it's not Guthrie too. Who would that be?
Tahlequah, Durant. Okay.
Is Carl Ebert back? Are they good?
Okay. So Carl Ebert took it to, or Piedmont took it to Carl Ebert. Guthrie, who's either number 2 or number 3 team in 5A, got shut out 13-0 by Piedmont.
Guthrie did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's Piedmont.
Everybody else. Guthrie. Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
That stinks.
Yeah, it does.
Wish they were up in 6A. It'd be ours, filing win one.
And
Piedmont has 14 coaches.
Guthrie, Guthrie's going to be good next year, too. And it might be a chance to be one of their better teams next year, although this year is pretty darn good. But Piedmont's still going to be in 5A next year.
Yeah. Never know.
What Stefan said right there, that's the song I was trying to think of earlier. Remember when we talked about Travis's song? Did he sing that at the...
Tell Me I Was Dreaming?
Yeah, that's
the sequel to Anymore.
Yeah,
he did not sing that one.
Okay, that's a sad
What's that song about?
His wife dying. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah,
yeah, that's not good.
No, not a good one.
Yeah. So,
all right. Well, can we end on a happy note?
Chris, you gonna poop?
Oh,
I'm probably good for the night.
No. Okay. All right. Hit the button.
That'll do it. We will be back next week, assuming we don't get
banned.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So. Appreciate everyone checking us out tonight. Thanks, Cousin Nate, for the super chat. Yeah,
I'm going to go find somebody to spear.
Thank you to Steph also with the super chat earlier this evening as well. Thank you for the thumbs up. We asked for 15, and we got 15. Don't forget, subscribe, like. Talk to you next time.
Thanks for tuning in to the Open Mic Podcast. Join us each week from inside the Second Banana Media Studios located in beautiful downtown Guthrie. Catch our shows on Facebook and YouTube and also on Apple, Google, Spotify, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Until next time, so long from Guthrie, America.